Okay, I discover a problem, but I don't fix it. Want to know why? Because I don't know how. It's not my problem. And if I fix it, I could get into trouble.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pre-Accident Investigation Safety Moment. I'm your lovely host, Todd Conklin, and today is a very interesting safety moment. So, crazily enough, and I do mean crazily because I've looked long and hard, I can't figure out where I got this or where I heard it, but I know it was on a plane, and I know I was listening to another podcast, and I heard the most remarkable thing, and that thing was, why don't people fix stuff in the workplace? So you're walking along, you identify a problem. Why don't you fix it? You're walking down the aisle and you see something laying on the floor. Why don't you stop and pick it up? Why don't we have workers in real time on the floor of our facilities finding and fixing problems in real time? And before we go much further, I should say, I actually think a lot of this happens. But I found this idea to be really interesting. And what the idea was is that there's basically three reasons why people don't fix problems. The first one is they simply don't know how to fix the problem. The problem is either so complex or so large or so interesting or so weird or so far out of their bailiwick that actually fixing the problem would be incredibly difficult to do because I don't even know where to start to get it fixed. So not knowing how to fix the problem stops workers from actually fixing problems. The second reason is it's not my problem. Now this one's interesting because I think we do a lot of work to try to make a one feeling within our companies and our factories and our plants and our facilities. But if it's not my problem to fix, do I fix it? Do I take the time? Do I want to take the time? Is it my responsibility? Is it someone else's responsibility? Is it not my problem to fix? And therefore, because it's not my problem to fix, it's not my problem at all. And then the third one is because workers feel that by fixing the problem, they could actually get into trouble. So I fix the problem and it becomes jurisdictional. Not supposed to mop and I'm mopping. Not supposed to sweep and I'm sweeping. I fix the problem and I'm told it's not my problem to fix. I fix the problem and somebody asks where I got the ability, the knowledge, the authority, the accountability, and the responsibility to fix that problem. If I feel like I'm going to get punished for it, I can almost guarantee you I won't do it. And if you're looking, I promise you I won't do it. Problems exist all over your facility. In fact, we've talked about this before. We're terrible at managing accidents, but we're relatively good at managing conditions. Conditions are little problems that add up to be accidents. And we want workers in real time, day in and day out, to fix those problems. But if they don't know how, or they feel it's not their problem, or they feel like they could get into trouble for it, then for sure the worker will not fix the problem. That safety moment, I think, is a rich one. Listen carefully to it because I've thought a bunch about this ever since I heard it, and it's really changed the way I look at condition identification and condition solution in the field, and I hope it's done the same for you. As always, thank you for listening. You make this podcast go. Without you, it would be really boring. Have fun. Do something great. Learn something every day, and for goodness sakes, be safe.
It's not my job!